Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Soar into the glorious springtime in the just-opened Soar Butterfly Pavilion. Get tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and marvel at the colors of nature. As we head into the butterfly season in the garden, the Soar exhibit is reopened with a whole new stock of tropical butterflies. These butterflies are not native to California, but are so gloriously colorful that they are a treat for the senses. The exhibit has timed entry, and you'll only be allowed 30 minutes inside. So come early to enjoy the nectar garden or watch a butterfly or two break free of its pupa in the emergence house before entering the pavilion. The nectar garden is full of marigolds, daisies, sticky monkey flower, calendula, pincushion flowers, sages, Cedrus Island verbena, and white mandeville to grow on the trellises. These blooms are special favorites for butterflies. However, the wonderful sweet scent at the entrance is from the mock orange tree that's blooming to the left side. Whether the blue morpho, the giant swallowtail, or the starry night butterfly is your favorite, there are knowledgeable volunteers that can help you identify them all. If you get to the garden early and have some time to kill before your Soar tickets but want to stick close, take a walk through the Japanese garden to see the lovely rusty red wild iris blooming at the edge of the pond. Then check out the early blooms on a few of the fuchsia plants. See the big red and deep purple blooms on the voodoo fuchsia. Hybridized in America in 1953, it is still a fan favorite. Also blooming is angel earrings, a dainty little flower that looks very much like a miniature of the voodoo flowers. As you leave the fuchsia garden, take a look to the upright plants along the right side of the entrance, hybridized by Ida Drapkin, the original champion of the fuchsia garden. Ms. Drapkin hybridized more than 30 fuchsias, and this one, named South Coast, was her first. It stands up to more sun than many other fuchsias and has a prolific flowering habit of creamy pink over soft coral colors. Moving along in the garden, you can see the borages blooming, an herb of long standing in Mediterranean and European cuisine. The leaves and flowers can be used as a leafy green, for tea, or a delicate flavoring in sauces and preserves. Also, the pretty blue flowers are a fun flower decor on your salad plate. See the yellow angel trumpet blooming? This plant appears in many places in the garden. There's a younger tree bordering the road along the edge of the cactus collection. A night bloomer, it opens and flushes about every 6 to 8 weeks. The flowers open and are the most fragrant at night when the night flying bats of their South American homeland would pollinate them. However, they can also be pollinated by moths and hummingbirds. While lovely, this plant is also a poisonous plant, so if you have it in your own garden, keep children and pets at a distance. At the lower edge of the cactus collection, the shaving brush tree is beginning to bloom. Across the walkway next to the roadrunner sculpture is a tower of jewels. This is a stunning pink version of the Pride of Madeira and loved by bees. These pyramids of tiny pink blooms will produce thousands of seeds that are quite drought tolerant and can remain viable in the soil for as long as 7 years. Walking out Tram Road, you can take the walkway along the bottom of the aloe collection to catch the scent coming from the purple butterfly bush that's just beginning to bloom. While many plants are commonly called butterfly bush, this bedelia is perhaps the one most people think of and comes in many shades of blue and purple, as well as white, pink, and orange. Each flower color has a slightly different scent. Continuing on Tram Road, this is a good time to catch the common lilac blooming under the giant Brazilian pepper tree at the service road. Then you can turn left on Alpine Lane to see the glorious macadamia tree in full flower and heavenly smell at the intersection of Star Pine Road. Just look over to your right to see the Pink Tips Willow Bottle Brush blooming. You aren't sure why they're called pink tips if you don't continue down along Alpine Lane to see the beautiful Pink Tips trees there, where the new growth is really pink. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.